Sunday night, Chavos Halvavos. Shar Avodas Elokim, Perek Gimel. We're going through the seven ways in which wonder bread makes your body grow. Nobody knows that. You don't know that. That's Shar Avodas. I doubt it's not wonder bread. Okay. Anyway, the seven ways in which Ha'ara Sichlis trumps Ha'ara Toragus. That's what we're learning about. And we've been doing one way a night. And we're up to Hofen HaChamishi on page Peites, around 10 lines from the top. It starts a new paragraph, Hofen HaChamishi, the fifth way. Shemitzus HaTorah on the Sporan Mogbo Mogdar. Ba'im Tariyak Mitzvus. Tariyak mitzvah, you know, you have 613 mitzvahs. Not every mitzvah is in every. First of all, there's only 613 mitzvahs. Second of all, how many mitzvahs are nogeya every Jew? Right, they have the Chafetz Chaim. I wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs Hakotzer to tell you. Then you have Kriya Shema. So it's only up till a certain time. Everything's mogbel. Everything's very. It's pretty limited. Your day, your service of Avodas Hashem, of the mitzvahs, are limited both in number, and I'm adding to what the Chavos Halvavos says, in time, and in men, women, time. Aval HaMitzvahs HaSichli is Kemat She'ein Lehem Sof. It has no self. Every day can be Pesach. You take a walk in the street, you can think about the Godless Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim, that He gave us mon in the midbar. You could, it's limitless. You're not limited to Pesach, you're not limited to Chatzos, you're not limited to Matzah, you're not limited to a Kazayas, you're not limited to anything. The service of the mind, the mitzvah sichlius, the Chovos Halvavos, He already established earlier in this perek that Chovos Halvavos, that Ha'ora sichlius relates more to Chovos Halvavos, and Ha'ara Toranis relates more to Chovos Ha'ivarim. That was reason number three of the superiority of Ha'ara Sichlis over Ha'ara Toranis, because Chovos Ha'ivarim is superior to Chovos Ha'ivarim. Now he's saying that this makes you an Eved Hashem a whole day, and there's no limit, and there's no. You're not limited to time or space or kazesim or anything. Shkoyach. Doesn't he want to keep it? And he adds something. This is where your Avodas Hashem steigs. If we just look at Ha'ara Toranis, so you'll eat a Kazayas Matzah one year, and you'll eat it the next year, you'll have a mezuzah on your door one day, and the next day, you haven't grown in your Avodas Hashem. Where do you grow? Your growth, once you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah. What shayach to grow? Your growth in Avodas Hashem is going to be in your mind. Is going to be in the lesson of the mezuzah. What the mezuzah teaches you, what the tzitzis teaches you, what the tefillin teaches you. And this is all Ha'ara Sichlis. As he said, Ha'ara Sichlis is the service of the mind based on your emotions, your intellect, your emotions, the way you feel towards Hashem, the way your relationship with Hashem. So every day you deepen that. Every day you should. Then growth means that every day you discover new insights. Every day you feel deeper gratitude as you go Shar HaBechina Dik. You feel more gratitude and you deepen your insights into Yetzias Mitzrayim, into mezuzah. Like one day you'll chap that the mezuzah says that your whole house is like a Beis HaMikdash. Your house is a house that's dedicated to Avodas Hashem. That's the pshat in the mezuzah, that you're declaring that this house is being, it's a mitzvah of the bayis, this house is being made that Hashem Echad. That means the house is like a mokom HaMikdash, and everything that goes on there is Avodas Hashem. Anyway, every day you'll be Mosif Yediyah. It's limitless. And this way you continue growing and you continue developing and you continue deepening your relationship with Hashem. Every day that goes by, you can be more. You should be becoming more aware of Hashem's tovus for you. For otzim yecholto and Hashem's omnipotence. You think about what Hashem could do, what Hashem does, how Hashem runs history, how Hashem controls everything. Umemshalto, Yosef kenielo. This is an ongoing process. Kitzur, he says, ha'ora toronis is static, and ha'ora sichlis grows. It's organic. Yosef kenielo. Kenia is how he defined avodas Hashem. Your feeling of humility towards Hashem, your feeling of submission to Hashem, the shiflus lefanav. And therefore you will find sukim ki hechosid olav hashalom, that's David HaMelech, v'schanin lefnei Hashem v'ha'iru aleho u'lohosir boz mazvei hasichlus me'olav, to take away the mask or the covering of the foolishness. In other words, David HaMelech, he's going to bring down a few sukim now. K'mo she'omar, what does David HaMelech want? Let's look at these sukim and think about what the words mean. And the Chavis Halvavah says, like, what does he want? Galeinai v'yabita neflos mitorah secha. Horeini Hashem derech hukecha. Hadvicheini b'nesiv mitzol secha. Hat libi elevo secha. What is he talking about? What does he want? He wants to be able to understand Torah. He's talking about neflos and the derech of the chukim, and put me in the path of the chukim. And had the chayni been a siv mitzvah secha, he's looking for the ha'ara sichlis of the mitzvahs. He's looking to go beyond the ma'isa mitzvahs, the ritual, and to develop his relationship with Hashem, that are the real purpose of the mitzvahs. For Omar, then he quotes another pasuk, l'chol tichla re'isi kates, rechava mitzvahs chomiyot. Everything has, most things have a gavul and an end and are finite, but your mitzvahs are rechava miyod. So what are they talking about? Mitzvahs are also finite. You got it. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, whatever. Klomar, he means shechovos mishmatcha, he means the kernel, the etzem atom of avodas Hashem, meaning being submissive to Hashem, chodos mishmatcha, al tadirus tovol secha, because of all the good you bestow on me. Because again, in the Chodos Halvavos' system is that ha'ara sichlis relates to Chodos Halvavos, how you feel about Hashem, your relationship with Hashem. That exists based on your feeling of gratitude. That's what he said in the Hakdama. The Hakdama to Shara Avodas Elokim was to work on, through Shara Bechina and Shara Yichud, to work on your feeling of gratitude. Not to be Yotzei the Mitzvah and say Modim Anachnu Loch and to bow down, but to really feel that way. To walk around with hearts overflowing with gratitude to Hashem for everything that He gave us. That will develop your Avodas Hashem, because Avodas Hashem in its inner etzem meaning is kenia, feeling humble that Hashem cares about us and gives us so much and is a meitiv, and we are the beneficiaries of so much tova, and He is so great, and the whole world, remember his marshal about the guy in jail who finds out that the king who's supporting him has a whole malchus to worry about, and still he's interested in only him. Not in only him, he's interested in him. He takes an interest in his in him. That triggers gratitude. That triggers your feeling of kniya, of ava, of yira, of wanting to do Hashem's will, wanting to get close to Hashem. So that's the system that the Chavis Halvavos wants to happen. And that's Ein Lahem Sof. Because every day it could be deeper and more realization. That's what's Ein Sof. The Kazayas Matzah, you're going to eat. You're going to be more firm next year. You're going to eat 2 Kazayasim. So some hold you get a bigger mitzvah, some hold not. Then next year you're going to eat 3 Kazayasim. That's not the point. But to say that next year I'll feel more grateful about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which, anyway, like, we get so caught up with the ritual of telling the story and of making chatzos, afikoman. It's very hard. Ara Toronis gets in the way many times of Ara Sichlas. That's a problem we have to grapple with. He's going to talk about it. How not to let that happen. But it happens. You know, if you say to someone you had a Seder last night, yeah, and he makbir and all the hakpodas, he did everything. He said, did you feel gratitude to Hashem because he took us out of Mitzrayim? He says, forgot. I didn't have time for that. Or he would look at you like you're crazy. And he's saying, I don't know, I learned the whole Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't say even once that you're supposed to feel gratitude to Hashem because he took us out of Mitzrayim. I didn't know that's a mitzvah. So the Chayim HaLobos is yelling at the guy. You missed the whole point. You missed the whole point. You did everything. You're going to go to Olam Haba. Don't get me wrong. You know, you're fine. You're a good Jew. You're a much better Jew than most Jews, unfortunately. And if you were medactic in halacha, so you're even higher level. But you really missed the whole point. And I feel bad for you. That's what Chayim HaLobos is saying. And this whole Shaar Avodas Elokim. That's what he keeps saying. Ki ein sof l'sugei tovosecha aleinu. You wear your tzitzis out. You know, so when I was growing up, that was a big controversy about wearing your tzitzis out or not. Parents would yell at their kids if they wore their tzitzis out. It's sloppy, it's goyim, what are you walking around? So that was a big. But how many people gave thought that if you want to talk lashon hara, or you want to cheat someone, or you want to face doing a vera, you're supposed to look at the tzitzis. Whoops. You're supposed to look at your tzitzis and say, oh, I better not talk lashon hara. I mean, really? How many people are you really supposed to do that? For Amru, and everything is like that. Mezuzah, tefillin, Talmud Torah, everything. For Amru, al mitzvos osam. Shalibum Shalimim Hashem. Now he's talking about, this is reason number five, that it's Ein Sof. He's focusing on the Ein Sof that you grow. You grow in your relationship with Hashem. Hara Taronis is static. So now he brings down, it's famous from Avsadja Gaon, he says the farmer, I'll mix us also, Shalibum Shalimim Hashem. Shall you over him, call your man Betshuva, they would feel like they have to do tshuva every day. This is the famous Rav Sadia Gaon. If he show you mechatshim b'chol yom tshuva l'fnei Hashem, because they recognize and they appreciate Hashem today more than yesterday, so they have to do tshuva. They feel, oh my goodness, look what I didn't realize yesterday. My avodas Hashem was lacking yesterday because I didn't have this realization about Hashem. Machmas Tosefas Hakarosam is Romulus Hashem b'chol yom. The e milui choivas hamishmas with one of the shomar. So they have. I didn't have this amount of kniya yesterday. So as you grow, you feel bad about the day before, and that's a reason to do tshuva. You say, please forgive me, Hashem. My mamish didn't realize something, some aspect of you, something. I didn't just feel the same way towards you yesterday than today. And this is the famous of Sadia Gong his muscle with the innkeeper, and that's what he's probably quoting. That's what he probably is citing here. And this is the meaning of the pasuk: Yom liyom yabia omer, v'layla liyayla chavadoas. You're supposed to grow every day. You increase your knowledge. You increase your erget, your feelings. You increase your servitude. The omar, and he concludes with a pasuk that in a million years, no one here would think it's referring to what he was just talking about. What's he talking about? Who's talking about lo shomru mitzosecha? So he's saying, yes, that's maybe his diuk is from pal gemayim. Like, well, I don't know. He's obviously learning in the pasuk. Let me see if something is said here. I have. Like, what does he see in the pasuk?
Is he saying if you're not doing this, then it's like you're like going off the mitzvahs?
Well, it's like it. He said the people did tshuva for that.
Well, I'm saying When you bring that pasuk, you're making it much, much more harsh.
Well, he has an interpretation here. Where is it? You want to? Yeah, you want. He has an interpretation there. I don't quite see what it is. No, I know from other places in the Chavos Chavos that he learns in the pasuk Palgei Marmir Duena Loshomer Sarasecha that it's a reference to the eyes, that the eyes will Loshomer Sarasecha. Not I cried a lot for those who are not for those who are not keeping. He's learning as follows. He's saying, good. If you look at the lesson of the Chavis al-Babas just before, he says, what is this? Oh, the Shanin al-Halukim, Lahor also Allahen. Ulahaser mesach hasichlus me'al eino. Aha. See, he translates it as me'alav. But in the Chavis Halvados, the translation of the Ibn Tibon, it becomes more understandable. We have ulahaser mesach hasichlus, the foolishness, the non-understanding me'alav. You see it right before he starts the psukim. Now, right before he starts citing the psukim, but if Ibn Tibon says Mesach Hasichlus Me'al Einov, that's the like the repository of, I guess you see things and you realize them and you understand them. Like that's going to lead you to understanding things. And then the lashon of the pasuk, that's the lashon of what leads the seichel to understand. So that's why all of these psukim. So that's what he says. So Basak is Einai. What about the rest of the Eivarim? So he's learning that the Chavis Halvava sees in the pasuk this inyan of not having a level of understanding each day. You're not at the ultimate level of understanding. So Palgi Mamio Du'enai Alushomer Sarasecha is a reference to this idea of doing tshuva every day, and you didn't have the level of understanding yesterday that you have today. So that is reflected in the pasuk. He's learning of Palgi Mamir Du Einai Lashomer Sarasecha. That's up as Einai Lashomer Sarasecha. If you're talking about a Baal Aveira, so all the Eivarim are Lashomer Sarasecha. So he's referring specifically to this Indian of not having the level of understanding. So, like, I cried every day that I didn't have the level of understanding yesterday that I have today.